I'm now going to introduce a very brave woman. Her name is Ravni Kilde. She made a very successful book some years ago called There Is No Death. And now she's going to talk about something which is a secret and dark world for many of us, which is the issues of mind control and non-lethal weapons, which is being used in secret all over the world. So please, Ravni, tell the world things that you want them to know.
Well, there are a lot of things I want the world to know. The very first one is that there is no death, because it all comes to the question, what is a human being? The human being is mostly physically water. 87% of our brain is water, 70% of our body's water. What holds it together is energy, of course, and energy, according to Einstein, only changes form, so it cannot die. That's number one. And because we are energy beings, so it's very easy to understand that we can be influenced by other energies from outside, and our energy can influence other people. So I've been writing about parapsychology that researches the paranormal, which cannot be always explained by the laws of today as we know them. But one part of parapsychology, of course, is telepathy, clairvoyance, contact with the energy of the dead. And that's very, very important. Majority of the people in the whole world have parapsychological contacts, but they're so afraid because of ridicule that they don't talk about it. 67% of people in the world that have paranormal experiences, and that, I think, should be very, very important. I was just coming home to Norway. I'm a Finn, but I've lived here for 16 years. I was married to a Norwegian diplomat, deceased now, and I just stayed because it's too much to move from one country to another. And I was in Germany and came home 3 days ago, and that was a congress on non-lethal weapons. And it was military, it was police, it was scientists from all over the world. Well, actually not all over, it was 20 nations. And I was so surprised that nobody showed up officially from Norway. But there was a Norwegian, because a Swedish military person talked to the Norwegian, but he was not enlisted. And it was very interesting that they were supposed to have a poster presentation in this conference. And it was about the use of pepper spray. Why was it cancelled? Developing and evaluating impulse crowd and riot control systems, pepper spray bolt-on nodule to meet some of the challenges in peacekeeping operations. Why was it cancelled? I don't know. But anyway, when we come to the question of mind control, I would like to start with the words of the FBI former director, Edgar Hoover. He said, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And this is the question of mind control, done with non-lethal weapons, which are lethal. So the word is totally incorrect. And already in 1913, President Woodrow Wilson said, some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it.
So these words were said quite some decades ago, and according to your sources, these forces are still doing the things hidden from the public view?
Absolutely. There was a very good presentation in this conference in Germany. It was the fifth one on non-lethal weapons. And it was an American colonel who said, who are they? When all the time one says, well, they do this, and they harass me, and they sabotage, and they terrorize. So who are they? And he had a presentation of it. And there was a picture in the middle, New World Order. On the other side, there was a sign with the Star of David, Illuminati. Then there was CIA and FBI, and then also the British intelligence. So they are them who are behind it, have been always and probably always will.
So these are government agencies like the CIA, which officially has as the purpose to defend the American citizens and maybe the citizens of the world. So it might seem that they are somehow abusing their power, turning against the interests of their own people.
You know, that's quite correct. I was always thinking when I was younger that police and the military are for the people. Now I know that part of them, not all, part of them are still for the people, helping people, defending their country. But a big part of them are working against the people. And they are doing it with field experimentations because they have new weapons of mass destructions, which have been going on for over 30 years officially, because in 1975, already at the UN, the Russian delegation, it was Andrei Gromyko, who was at that time the foreign minister, asked that these new weapons of mass destruction, which are horrible, you cannot detect them, you cannot see them, radio waves, microwaves, lasers, etc., they destroy our brain, our health, our environment, etc. So he was asking that the UN would decide that these would be abandoned totally. He got a good response from many, but the US was opposing, claiming that since 1948 there have been no new weapons of mass destruction, so the question is out of the question. I mean, this is crazy, because the US is the leader in the world of new, these non-lethal new weapons. And the danger is that they can take over anybody today. Anybody. They used to experiment with people in the prisons, prisoners. They used to experiment with mental patients. They still do that.
So that is without their consent?
Absolutely without their consent. It's criminal. It's totally, totally criminal. And now they take anybody, just anybody, but especially single women, because they don't have protection of the family. You know, if a single woman vanishes, so it takes some time before somebody finds out. If a married woman vanishes, the same day the family cries. So it's single women, it's people who know their bad deeds, it's people, scientists especially, who are involved and find out too much. They all of a sudden have a heart attack or a brain tumor or a stroke or whatever. Or they're driven over by a car, or they even go down in a flight accident with hundreds of other people.
So they have their methods to make people disappear or die, those who maybe know too much or are want to protest because they don't like what they are experiencing?
Yeah, they have such power that, like FBI's former director Hoover said, it's so horrible you cannot believe it. They have weapons today, electromagnetic weapons. They can throw them at your brain. And like you have fingertips, which are unique, your brain waves are unique. Every one of the 6.5 billion people has a unique brain wave. They can take that into supercomputers, and at the moment, the supercomputers are 180 trillion flops in a second. 180 trillion in a second. Our brain is only 5,000 bits a second, so we have no match to the supercomputers. But since this has been published, and usually the information that is published is 50 years old. So what the real figure is, I have no idea. Because I found out from this non-lethal weapons conference from the American representative, he said that already in 1801, the first mind control device was created. Can you imagine? 1801. And I know that in Ohio, a doctor was already doing 1874 unethical research, putting electrons into the brain of a patient, a female patient who died. So, you know, this is a century, two centuries old technology, and now it's coming out. This is new. It's not new. Anything that comes out from the military is at least 50 years old. An academic, especially in Europe and Scandinavia, academic research is at least one or two generations behind. They have no idea. For instance, there's a British professor, Warwick, I think his name was. He's lectured a couple of times in Finland. I only read what he has been stating. It was just crazy. He was saying that he was the first man who has placed an implant into his hand, and so he goes out and opens the doors and garage and whatever. And now he says he is the first man in the world who puts an electrode, which is a microchip, into his brain, and now he can talk to his wife telepathically. Now, already in 1952, Project Moonstruck, CIA's own project, placed electrodes into the brain and teeth of people to follow them. 1952. Now he comes out after year 2000. So, like I said, it's at least 50 years old, you know, behind the academic research about these things. They don't know about the military, or then they are bought and they are giving disinformation.
So part of the purposes of using this technology by they is to control people, is it so? This sounds a bit like some The Matrix movie.
It is, exactly. Hollywood is used, absolutely used, to put out things which are true, but then they can say, oh, but it was just a little film. Think of Independence Day. It looked like September 11th in a way. You know, people running and skyscrapers collapsing and things like that. Hollywood is totally under control and used.
They just made a movie about chemtrails.
Oh, good.
To make
hope they show it what it really is, because you know, like I just mentioned, that I had sent an email to a journalist I met in Germany in the conference, and I said, you were talking about chemtrails again. And in 10 minutes, chemtrails came over my house here in Soon, and they made an X, expendable. They've done that before. And of course, chemtrails are very, very bad for the health of people, because they have, in power form, they have titanium, aluminium, magnesium, etc., barium, maybe the worst. And it comes down and you breathe it. And that's why we have asthma and bronchitis and diseases have gone up like this. And at the same time, you're implanted with a microchip, because that is metal, even if it is in a power form.
So the final destination of these programs they've been searching and researching for about 100 years is to finally can be able to control larger areas of populations?
That's right.
Like try to control the common sense of people?
It's not common sense. They want the people under total control, so that they are controlled against their own wish and own will. For instance, we have read about the school shootings. We have had two cases in Finland recently. Now, they are exactly a typical explanation for mind control and with Delta programming, because Delta programming means that the person is programmed first to kill just, you know, anybody, and then to shoot himself. Because when he shoots himself, then nobody can come after and, you know, question what was the thing. And usually they say, oh, it was a psychotic patient, oh, he had problems, you know, he was not good at school, he had no friends, he was on drugs, whatever. That's a perfect camouflage. And that's always for political reasons. And I was shocked when I realized that. For instance, in Finland, the first school shooting happened because, I would say because, of course the guy was programmed for quite some time. Finland was the only country in European Union that voted against restriction of gun laws, because we have third most guns in the country, considering the population. But we do it for hunting. It's hunting for, you know, 15-year-olds, they hunt deer and bears and wolves and whatever that we have that come from the borders over from Russia. You have 1,700 kilometers with Russia, and the bears and wolves, they don't, you know, they don't know that it's another country, they shouldn't come. Anyway, so after that, the next day after the shooting, comes NATO Secretary General to Finland for the first time. Finland is not in NATO, the country says no, people say no. So why did he come the next day, sort of pressing? And then the gun laws were changed. That's what they wanted. But they were not changed enough. They were changed a little bit. So another school shooting after 1 year. After that, our Prime Minister said, now we really restrict our handguns. So there's always a political reason. What about Nepal? The Crown Prince shot the king and the queen and the whole family, and then himself. Who benefits?
That's right.
The brother of the king, who was out of town, and came and became king, political again. And this goes on all over. So always ask who benefits, then you know about who is behind the whole scene.
Can you say something about the interface between the legal governments, like prime ministers, ministers of defense, and these forces called they?
Well, I think actually that all governments in the Western world anyway are controlled totally. They are just, they are errand boys. They have very little to say actually, because it's the New World Order, and those guys, like President Wilson said, those control. And it's a very small group, very, very small group. If I would say one who is among those, it would be Henry Kissinger. And he was not the president, he was advisor to the president. He was German, Heinz moved, and then what he did, other things, you better read from other books. They're pretty bad. But anyway, he got the Nobel Prize for Peace. I mean, can you imagine? I can't understand. But that is the way when you do something very, very bad, so you get a prize. And like I said, governments have nothing to say, but the people don't know it. People go voting. They think it has some meaning. Today's voting is just ridiculous, because it's often done with computers and electronically, and, you know, hackers do whatever. A good example. when John Kerry and President George W. Bush were to be, fighting to be a president, so they showed it in internet how it was done. Do you want to vote for Bush or for John Kerry? I pressed John Kerry. Are you sure? Yes. Thank you for your vote for George W. Bush. Click. That's how it done. And in Franklin County in Ohio, there were only 680 people, but George W. Bush got 3,800 votes. Isn't that nice? That they had to admit, because that was so gross that they said it was an error in the data. So we are steered by data, and that is very, very scary. We're not steered by people anymore. It's the super data. It's not a guy who sits there and says, look, let's put something on her. It's the data. So we are steered by data, and that is very, very scary. We're not steered by people anymore. It's the super data. It's not a guy who sits there and says, look, let's put something on her. It's the data. And that is really making us into biological robots. If we are implanted with a microchip, which happens with a handshake, a microchip today is 2 micromillimeters when your hair is 50. So if I had one and said hello to you, you get it and you can't get out. But if I take an MRI x-ray, it gives a signal. And there are people that I have seen that have been implanted into the eyes or ears or brain or wherever, and when you have a device, you know, put it here, it gives a signal. The person sort of squeaks, squeeze, so you can prove it is there. And that is terrifying, because the next generation is going to be biological robots totally. They have nothing to say, nothing, not to their feelings, because they can be changed, hate to love and vice versa. Your sexuality can be changed. Your ideas, your voting. They Americans did this experiment in Haiti. They had so-called solo aircraft circling Haiti, circling when they had elections, and all of a sudden the public opinion changed, and Americans got the president they wanted. I mean, that's pretty scary. And when they want you to, you know, lose relationships, lose your husband, your wife, your family, it's just a frequency. They have taken all emotions into different frequencies. They also have a suicide frequency. So they can just throw that to you, and all of a sudden, click. And nobody can say that somebody murdered you.
How can you know that you've been influenced by these forces?
That's very difficult to know. Because you think that it's your own thought. Stop. When something all of a sudden comes to you that I'll do this, so stop, hey, why did I get this idea? Is it mine, or was it induced? It was demonstrated quite well in the Ascot horse races. There was a horse just winning, coming to the final, and all of a sudden it turned around and started, you know, running backwards. But it was caught, because there was a Mr. Black, quote, real name or not, who had binoculars, and there he had a device that he sent a beam to the horse's brain, and that's why he did it. It's very, very difficult to know whether it's your own, but of course if you feel like doing a suicide or murdering somebody, then you better think twice, hey, I'm not that kind of a person.
Know yourself.
Very scary, very scary.
This seems to be like some big apparatus which needs many people on the ground to carry out the different tasks with their knowing what they are doing, or being, as one say, useful idiots, not knowing what they are doing. Can you say something about what parts of society these people belong to? Are they like the secret services, like the CIA, the PST? Are they like the military? Are they within the system of health?
You said them all, but they're all. I was very surprised when I started going into this field and finding out that they are all over. All over. First I thought it was just the secret services, or the police, or the military. But no, it's in the hospitals, it's in insurance companies, it's what you call when you pay taxing companies or taxing institutions. It's in the field of people who take your garbage. It's in the field of people who are the conductors in the trains. It is everywhere. And I was most shocked to see and find out that it was also doctors and dentists. They implant a lot. People who don't know that they're being implanted. They can just give an injection or a handshake or whatever, and there you are. There are lawyers, their professors, every single sector of the society is involved. And of course, many of them don't know what they're doing. You know, they're being told, for instance, that, this X person is very bad, you know, it's bad for national security, or it's a pervert person, or whatever. You have to, you know, survey, and you have to observe, and you have to report to us whatever that person says or meets, or everything. And of course this person believes it. They use handicapped people, especially those who sit in wheelchairs, those who are relators, old women. You would never think they're spies. Never ever, until somebody is revealed. So it's a smart system. I have to take my hat off. I mean, there are smart people who have created this, but it is a terrible, horrible system for the mankind. And if we can't stop that, if they use, like they do now, chemical warfare against their own people, electronic warfare, etc., we are going to be, as human beings, biological robots for computers. Now, isn't that awful? I think it's just atrocious, and nobody stops. And who is to blame? Mostly it is the politicians who allow it, but of course there is this big new world order who tells the politicians, who tells the press, this you cannot write about. I've tried, even in Norway, they had questions of healing, and there's absolute medical evidence that healing, putting your hand on and the energy of yours or somebody else's who goes through it, has an effect on your energy, on your physical body too. Professor, and many here in Norway, they said, no, this is nothing. They don't absolutely have no research, that's nothing. I had written 89 and given it to our social and health minister in Finland, already a big article, 13 pages, with several pages of medical research, acceptable medical research done by, for instance, Icelandic Surgeon General or Icelandic Professor of Psychology, etc. I mean, really solid medical. It was not printed, because it would have proven that these professors who say that there's nothing are wrong. So Big Brother comes and says, you can't write about this. Freedom of press is zero. I mean, it's you can laugh at it. You can see it yourself.
But now that the Norwegian paper newspapers are going down the drain, they are losing sales, they are losing income, why don't they try to reveal some more truth, which the public might be show quite interested, because it concerns their own near future?
They don't realize, I think, that it concerns their own future. And what do you do when your boss says no? You know, there's nothing you can do. Get out of the business.
But why does the boss obey these powers? Why don't he?
Because they'll be killed if they don't. I go that bad. My own parents were subjected to these methods. My best friend just died, and with the same methods, she knew too much. And my parents were eliminated because I know too much. And my mother said to me, Rani, please stop. You know, she was being beamed and harassed and awful things done. And I said, Mom, if I stop, they won't. So the only thing I think is to continue to tell people what I know. And what they're going to do to me, it doesn't matter because there's no death. You know, I know, I just got out of my body, so it's fine. But I don't think I'm on that programming. If I am, it's fine. But I don't think so. I am on some other torture programming, if you want to say that. I've been hit unconscious, taken to the hospital, I've been poisoned, I've been beamed with electromagnetic fields, and I can prove it. I had a device that shows that microwaves in the house, especially at night, because I get sick and I feel it in my body, so I look, it goes the device into red and says, a human being cannot be here for a long time. Well, I'm still here. And so what they did, one day I came from Finland back to Norway, and I looked at the device because I didn't feel good. I thought, ah, they're beaming again. And I hear a hum, because that also comes with it. It didn't work. I mean, I saw there's something wrong with it. So I opened the whole thing. I'm very untechnical. But that I understood. They had put glue all over inside the device. So of course it didn't work. So it's, you know, little things like that, you can sort of find out why, what they are doing.
So somebody broke into your house while you
were away? They do that all the time.
Away?
They do that all the time. They must have done it yesterday because I saw some things that were stolen. And of course, a neighbor always bangs the door when something is going to happen, so I get a warning. And they have robbed the house at least 300 times. Police doesn't take any more my announcements for them. And I complained to hire a police officer. He didn't even answer. And then I complained to the to a lawyer in the business, and he just said everything's okay. So I'm Finn, living in Norway, and I know too much. So there's nothing I can do except to open my mouth. So long
do you know below what half these criminals with the dirty programs are operating? Is it the PSD, the police secret service, or do you know something?
All of them.
They are.
But they have these rouge groups also. You know, like neighboring groups. There was an intelligence officer, Julian McKinney, an American. She's still alive. But she revealed on the internet how they operate. And she says, first you find out that your post starts disappearing. That has been going on for over 10 years with me. It disappears, but when I send something, they don't get it. Then your email doesn't work, then your fax doesn't work, your telephone doesn't work, you don't get your messages. That's the first sign something is happening. Then your good neighbors who were nice and good to you all of a sudden turn sour and start being nasty to you for no reason at all. So there are steps, and I looked at the steps, you know, and then what happens, and I thought, ooh, I'm in paragraph 4. Paragraph 5 is death. Okay, there's no death. But so it is the society. They lie and they recruit people. People who are poor, mental patients who are outpatients. I know some even here. And the people who need the money, or people who have nothing to do. Think of an old lady who has nothing to do, no relatives, nothing, sitting alone in her house. All of a sudden they say, hey, here's a device, wall-through-wall radar. We want you to watch this, it's like a television screen, what your neighbor is doing. You can see through the walls. You can see when she is in bed with somebody, you can see when she is in the toilet. It's a device that exists, military device. Well, that saves the woman's life. Now I can live, I can see what is happening in the neighboring house. Think. So there are many, many reasons why people, you know, go into the system. But once you're in, you can never get out. Like somebody said that he had seen a CIA agent only in a coffin who got out. People have different motivations. Somebody hates a neighbor. Somebody hates a family member. That's very easy. Pray, you know, okay, do this, and you get paid, well paid. Too bad. It's up to your morals what you do.
If there have been politicians in countries like Norway or other countries which have learned about what is going on and try to oppose it, have they succeeded in any way to change directional event for the better, or has something happened to, do you know any cases where something has been happening to?
Not by names, but I think if politicians really get involved, they get into trouble. In the States, the U.S. Senate, I think, several years ago found out, I mean, it was presented officially, the system, and they forbid it. They didn't want anything to be done because they realized that they could be affected. And of course today, all the politicians, the highest ones, must be the targets because they want them into control. I mean, a prime minister, you know, a handshake, whatever, and a defense minister. And I know a very high officer in Finland said that he was offered a microchip so that if you are kidnapped, so we can find you. And he said no. And I was so stupid that I didn't ask who offered you. You know, I was just so flabbergasted that a high Finnish official, you know, officer, gets, you know, this. And then he said no, and I thought, they must have done it already, but you don't know. But there is no human race as we know it, if this goes on now, for the next generation. And I read in the papers in Norway already a year ago that a new section of Aarhus University Hospital is going to implant with a microchip all newborn babies, their mothers, and the health personnel. And the excuse was that the babies couldn't be kidnapped. Now, I have never heard of a case in Scandinavia where a baby has been kidnapped. So they just said, like they do in England. You know, just come on, BS. But this is a reality. So how do you fight against it? Only by raising the awareness of the people. Because nobody wants their child to be a biological robot to his computer. Nobody. Right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants something good in their life. And why don't they make us all happy? They could just put the frequency of love. There is a frequency for every single emotion. Let's put it, a frequency of love. So all my neighbors who attack me and do whatever, they would become nice. And I would become nice to them. Why don't they do that? No, they put the frequency of hate, and that's it, because it serves their interests.
Is that a frequency through the media, like the pictures that show wars and all the famines, and they create crisis after crisis?
Well, that is something else.
Or is it
else.
Through the mind control programs?
Well, in a way, of course it affects you. It does affect all the wars. But what is worse is that within the TV programs, like Pokemons or something, you know, they have mind control programming for the children. And then there are other programs that have mind control programming for the adults. And it is not, it's just, you know, subliminals. They come and come and come and come. And the Pokemons, Nintendo, they were doing some research in Japan, and was it 700 or 900 kids got epileptic attacks when they were watching it. Because they bought that frequency on it. They can put a frequency that you get a heart attack. They can change your program. All of a sudden you look at the TV and you don't push the button. It just changes. You know, that program changes. Somebody remotely controlling it. Like they remotely control your electricity and all your devices. And your brain. And that is the worst.
You talked about the chips, microimplants.
Yeah.
And the RFID chip.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling that people are waking up to these facts, and they don't want to be chipped. So do they have a plan? Do they have a plan to, like, if we're not going to accept the chip, they may chip us through the other programs they have? Like through the chemtrail implants, like they have these micro powder RFID chips that you talk about.
I don't know their plans, but that what I do know, which I have read, that they plan to eliminate 2/3 of the world population. They just want about, we are 6.5 billion, and maybe 1.5 billion would be enough. And that is done with conventional wars, which go on all the time. That is done with electronic warfare, with chemical warfare, and then a big catastrophe, which possibly could happen the year 2012. It's nothing that would come from the universe. But the Russians and Americans together, New World Order, can arrange it. They have man-made so-called UFOs. I mean, they look like the real ones, and we couldn't tell the difference. And they can come to the skies. They have holographic pictures. They have already had them, you know, Jesus or somebody comes
in Moldova in 2008.
Yeah.
You saw that?
I didn't see it, no. But I know they have them. And their plan is probably to have in every country holographic pictures, coming, and in your language, in Norway, in Norwegian, in the US, in English, in Finland, in Finnish, some figure what you believe. If you're a Buddhist, you believe in Buddha. If you're a Muslim, you believe in Muhammad. Comes and talks to you. And then things can start happening that maybe could eliminate the two-thirds of the world population. That's the plan.
Or we will we will be enslaved by these people, because we will be in need of having someone to take care of us, because they put out these crises.
Well, they plan to eliminate the middle class. There's only elite and slaves. The middle class who can think and read and write is no good. So the elite wants just the elite and slaves. And they don't accept that anybody says that there is no debt, because that changes their position. If there's no debt, which I absolutely know because I've been out of my body many times, that changes. You have a responsibility, not only for this life, but for the next and the next and the million years ahead. And what you have done, you can't escape. These guys escape now, but when they're dead, getting out of their body, then what did you do? And there's nobody telling you what did you do. It's you realizing it. So, it's a question of morals and ethics, and the guys who are governing the world, they think that it's good that there are not so many people, because they claim we don't have enough food. We have enough food if we distribute it all right. Right?
Start growing locally.
Yeah, for instance.
Keep it on a local level.
For instance. But, I don't know what to do except trying to wake people up.
Last weekend it was the Bilderberg meeting. It took place in Greece. This seems like some elitist gathering. Are those part of the same agenda that you are describing?
I think they are, but I would presume that most of those politicians who go there, prime ministers and presidents, etc., they don't know of the agenda. They are being fooled. But they pick out some to be prime ministers. Tony Blair was picked out a year before he went there, and then he became prime minister. Bill Clinton was picked out a year before he went to Bilderberg meeting, he became president, etc. And they decide a lot. When a Finnish former prime minister, and at that time he was prime minister, he went to outside of Brussels, that was a few years ago, they had this meeting, and usually there's nothing leaking out into the press, but there are always ways, to find out. So he came to Finland and he said, we have to raise the price of oil. This little clique of 100 people had decided that, a private clique. And the prime minister is just, running to his country and saying, we have to raise the price of oil. That shows. But they don't, in my mind, know the evilness behind. They are being fooled. Why would they tell? Why would they tell them? Because then, if you have some morals, you would say, no, I don't want people to be killed. I don't want children to be harassed. I don't want this. Normal people would do that. So I think they've been used by people like Kissinger.
This meeting, it lasts like 4 days, three nights. They sleep in the same hotel. Is it possible that they can be, those participants might be subject to mind controlling while they are there?
That's a very intelligent question. I think absolutely that's what is being done, but of course I can't prove it. They have another Aspen Institute in the US, and I have talked to somebody who's been there and working there many, many years ago. And they gather also, it's a think tank, people from all over the world. I mean, big names come there, and they are being mind controlled. So that's, they become slaves of the system. Like they say, we will make you into a prime minister, you are going to be a general, but then you obey us, and that's it. And many people say yes, because it's great to be, somebody big up there. They don't realize that they have to do a lot of evil things, but they're stuck. How can they say, no, I don't want to? Oh, then a little car accident or a heart attack. What happened to Norwegian Johan Holst, who was negotiating peace in the Middle East? Heart attack. There are, powers who don't want peace in the Middle East. Absolutely not. Because 70%, I have read at least, of the Israeli money for military comes from the US. Now, if there would be peace, the money doesn't come, right? So why should they have peace? it was a shock to me to find out that Secret Services harassed peace activists. I could never understand it. Isn't peace a good thing for everybody? No, it's not, when the order is there shouldn't be peace on this planet. And then it makes sense, you know, okay, that's why they are, you know, filming them when they go into the streets and cry for peace. They're all filmed, and then they pick them and start harassing them. Peace is not decided by them, but peace is wanted by everybody else, normal people.
So in today's situation, maybe one might think that the real slaves are those who are working for they within the Secret Service, CIA, military and so on, which cannot break out if they try to stop doing what they are doing.
And, I think you're very right.
Maybe if there is a growing public opinion against these things, it might be seen as if they might be liberated from outside.
Yeah, you're quite right. Those who think that they are governing, they are also slaves. But they don't realize it. And it's very sad. Then when they wake up, it's usually too late. And that may be one of the reasons why sometimes very big guys commit suicide. They realize where they've been, you know, what they have been doing, etc. Or then they get killed. There are thousands of people that get killed every year. And they are not officially murdered. They get cancer. They get a brain disease or a tumor or whatever. They get a heart attack. Now, that's normal death, isn't it? And nobody understands that it can be induced with different frequencies with beaming, immediately or soon, long-term effects. And how do you fight against it? When sometimes they use the satellites. They have killer satellites. They can kill you in an instant if they want. I mean, how do you fight against it? You don't. That is impossible, I think. But the military, of course, is developing all the time all kinds of defenses, and like in this conference, which was mostly military, they're talking about tasers, you know, the electromagnetic weapons, the pistols, that they call non-lethal. They have killed 351 people until April 2009, so they're not non-lethal. They've killed six children, it was, they were showing statistics. And they've been used in Ireland for 30 years. They are doing field experimentation. But for their benefit, I must say that they were at least presenting the things in a way that that they would be less non-lethal, but they could take care of the crowds and violence, etc. But why do we have to have those? Why do we have to have electromagnetic weapons that affect the brain? You tell me. I don't understand. Except power, 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 and power corrupts.
It seems like they might be more harmful for the people themselves, as if what is called the defense, the military, is not defending at all. They are maybe being part of the system.
Oh, absolutely. They are part of the system, but you must remember there are, like in the police, good cop and bad cop. You know, they're good people and they're bad people. And in my mind, the good people are now in the, not in the majority, they're being suppressed. And some of them are reacting. They're resigning or they're trying to, you know, do something, coming out. But when you're in the military or...
We'll be right back.
Ravni, what will you say to people watching you, hearing you here? What should they do to improve the course of events? Maybe contribute to a better life for the children?
I think, first of all, they should increase their knowledge. And there's a lot of information in internet, there's a lot of books on mind control, and then they should talk to their politicians in the community and in the parliaments, trying to, you know, get something done, because one way would be the laws. Now, in 2004, the 1st of January, the state of Michigan put a law that anybody trying to use these electromagnetic weapons against humans or the environment gets jailed for 15 years to life imprisonment. And then a couple other states followed. In Russia, in the year 2000, I think, or no, was it 2002, President Putin, who was then president, signed a paper saying that it was forbidden to use it, but there, the paper sort of is implemented after it is publicized, and it's not publicized. But there it is, exactly how many years they get imprisoned if they use these, or if they produce them. But of course they produce them. It's all done in secrecy. So what does a normal Ulla Norman, Karin Norman, do, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Awareness. Awareness, awareness, and say this has to be stopped. And when enough people know this technology, it's the masses that decide. Remember when Milosevic in Yugoslavia, they tried, NATO was bombing and they tried to get him out. A million people came to the streets and were demonstrating for 3 days or something. He went down. So the power of the energy of the people can change the world.
What will you say to journalists and their editors within the television and the newspapers?
I would say try to get programs out. And if you can't, I understand. But somehow, somewhere, you can always slip in a few sentences into other programs which are acceptable. And try to make a good program, balanced. Maybe it comes out because now it seems that things are coming out more than before.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But you can also talk about how you stumbled upon these great, or I shouldn't call it great, but this awful truth. How did you when did you stumble upon?
Oh, that was many years ago, about 15 years ago or so. I had been lecturing on parapsychology and ufology for 30 years or something. And then I started reading. And then I met people who said, do you know what they're doing? Look at the lamps, and the street lamps in the cities. Yeah, hey, they've been changed in the last 10, 20 years. They look different. Why have they been changed? And if you look, you see that, hey, they're not normal lamps. There's something funny about them. They can change frequencies. They can affect your
alter
brain.
Alter your mind through the
absolutely. And that
lights?
Is part of the electronic warfare. People don't know it. And I was skiing in Lapland, and there was in the North Finland, above the Arctic Circle, and it's a poor community, and they had a skiing lope, and they had old-fashioned lamps. And all of a sudden, once, hey, they've changed them into the big, very, very strong lamps like this. Why? Those cost at that time about $1,000 a piece. A poor community for a ski lope. And then I realized they were concentrating on people who take care of their health. You know, they're skiing and they're sporting and doing things. They have to be put down because they are the ones who are maybe strong to oppose. Just look at the lamps. At the worst is schools and daycare children's places, old people's homes, malls. Just look at them. Oh Christ, how do you fight against that? Don't go there. And there are countries like France who have been able to take even big power line installations away from the people because they got so sick and they got leukemia and they got cancer, etc. So there are ways when people start together going to the community and giving testimony. So maybe they start understanding.
Can you say something about the effects of cell phones and the cell phone towers
it seems these cell phone towers are often placed in kindergarten,
yeah.
hospital roofs, and in the schoolyards.
Yeah. I just mentioned that. That's exactly what they are, and that's on purpose for mind control. And the cell phones are, it's a brilliant weapon. I mean, think, you buy it, you destroy your brain and health with it, and it's a microphone, anything you say and do is being heard of through the cell phone. And it's absolutely proven that it is causing brain tumors, it's proven it causes blindness and deafness, cancer, etc. And the worst thing is that so many children use it. And it was very interesting that a friend of mine who had brain tumor, maybe because of the cell phone, was operated, and her son, 8 years old, got for Christmas a cell phone. And I said to the father, are you crazy? Your son is 8 years old? The son listened to me and put it, you know, further away. But the son told me, you know, there's only one boy in our class who doesn't have it. And who is that? The father is director in Nokia. That says something. It's really dangerous, and it's a weapon. They killed Dudayev, the general in Chechnya, with that. He was killed when he was talking to a phone, and of course camouflage was, yeah, they knew where he was, and then they sent a bomber, and he was bombed. This is a bomb. I don't have them anymore, because I was warned in England. I was told that they can increase the microwaves with 20,000 times, and they burn your brain. And people don't know it. In Russia now, in December 2008, that came out from I think it was Moscow University's research, they made a decision that children under 18 cannot cannot be experimented with, or older people, or people who are, it was generally about electromagnetic fields, or people who are near water, because that may give you a shock and your heart stops. And of course now I have heard that somewhere else they say that children under 8 shouldn't. It's absolutely 18, because your brain and your nervous system has not developed normally until you're about 18. So it should be absolutely forbidden. But they want biological robots. And let's wait 10, 20 years with brain tumors. We're going to have an epidemic of brain tumors in all the countries where we have cell phones. And that's very sad, but it serves the purpose. Eliminate 2/3 of world population. And nobody can say it's murder. You chose it, you paid for it, and you died for it.
You mentioned Delta programming. In what facilities do the Delta programming take place?
It's in the military, at least in U.S. military. They have different programmings. They have some people start, when they are being implanted, they start hearing voices. They're not crazy, they're not schizophrenics. They hear voices. They follow orders, and they used that already in the first Iraqi war. They gave directly orders to the soldiers in the field. Directly, thunk, like that. It's programming. Some others are programmed to, you know, act bizarre, so others will say, oh, the person is crazy. Some others are programmed to commit suicide. It's all different frequencies. Some others are programmed to do mass murders. It's a different program. And they have, you know, the more they invent, the better. You always get grades when you invent something new which nobody else did before. I think this is sick work.
When did they start researching on people to find out the different frequencies of the mind that they later on control through, like, hate, the sub feelings that hate create, like paranoia, like depression, or fear, or testing?
I said already that in the conference it was revealed that 1809 the first mind control device was created. 1809. In the beginning, no, not, come on, somebody's beating me. 1801, the first one. So it's over 100-year technology, but officially, for papers that I have, is that CIA was starting 52 with the Moonstruck program, and since then they've been going on, but of course since they published this, so it's, you know, it's way beyond. whatever we read and is published, that's old news, 50 years old or more.
Because there was a Norwegian author, Per Aslak Ertesvåg. He also wrote about the things going on in Ris Church, where they performed the lobotomy on a lot of people in the mental institutions right here in Norway. And most people don't even know that there's been things going on in this precious country.
In the psychiatric institutions in Norway, it was in the Times magazine in 1994 that US and Norway used insane for Nazi type research. And then it was a big article. And I sent it to the committee that was 2003 researching the misdoings of things happening in the mental institutes in Norway. And I was there first with the secretary, who was like this, didn't seem to be interested in the information I had. But anyway, I had sent to Professor Strömbull, who was the chairman, some papers, so she invited me for the hearing for one hour. And I told them what I know, and then I said, I just got this pile of papers, which is proof what has been happening. But this is my only copies, I just got them, so can we go and take photocopies? Fine, I went with the secretary, who's a lawyer, and she said, I don't want these, take them. I said, no, this is not for you, this is for the committee. And the committee heard that I asked for the photocopies, but in the official paper of our meeting, she wrote, Luukkonen and took the papers with her. So probably they never got them. And they came to the conclusion that nothing has happened which is, you know, of abusive type in the mental institutes. Even if those who were involved have said, yes, we did this and this. And now I just, a few months ago, read about a doctor, he's already 90, about, he said, yeah, we did things like we inserted malaria into the patients, etc. Now, I would think that's very unethical. But that's like with September 11th. You put a government committee to research misdoings, but officially it's only research misdoings. Officially it's going to be the other way around, upside down. You have to come to conclusions that there's nothing in it. Like September 11th, like the condom committee said that there's nothing to research about UFOs, etc. But he said a year before that there's nothing to research, but I'm supposed to come to this conclusion after we have, you know, researched this.
Rauni, you are an educated doctor with a career as a doctor before becoming a writer. What would you say about the chemical injections being used within the psychiatry, also in Norway? What is the purpose? What are the results of these?
There's a lot of research.
Injections.
There's a lot of which. Well, they put them with force, and there was a Norwegian TV program, which shocked me because they said that there was a doctor called Malt in Bergen, and according to that program, he got 32,000 crowns per patient when he was using certain drugs on the patients. So some doctors are bought, but it is research, it's called research. You know, there comes a new drug, how do you know whether it has an effect or not? Maybe they've done some animal studies, but you know, that's not enough. So we'll have research. And of course those poor people who are in the mental institutes, they are the objects of research. So you give them drugs, injections or oral or whatever, they become more and more crazy. Some of them commit suicide because of those drugs, because the side effects are, among others, suicide. It's an awful system.
Isn't this some sort of a Nazi methods? The Nazi methods also started in mental institutions.
What method?
Nazi,
yeah. I mentioned Times magazine said that Norway and USA used mental patients with Nazi methods. I mean, it's official, but official paper of the government's committee is that there's nothing. And that was before 75. They didn't research after. I said, you have to research after 75, because now we have interest, what's happening today. What happened before 75, we can't do anything about it, but we can do something what happens today. No, that's not. You know, before 75 was nothing. Of course, nothing now either.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can actually just keep on talking because there's so much interesting stuff.
I know. I know.
Can I come back next week?
Never, never, never.